Yeah, it's very easy. We talk about this, Vim Tomar. Right? A Milok Sonny Gabi Tfilas Amincha Kol Ayom. Kamo Gabi Tfilas Amusafin. Okay? And as the Mishnah says, Tfilas Amincha Ara Erev. But by Musafin it says, Ushal Musafin Kol Ayom. Oh, so why doesn't it say by Mincha the same thing? Okay? All right. Well, what would you answer? How'd you answer the question?
I would answer exactly the same way he answers.
Okay. So Tosu says, V'yei shlomar, this man musafenu kol ha-yom, afilu mashachas. Shereko, bonos yachal akruv miyad achar atamid. Im ken, gam tfilos musafen, yachal spal, miyad min ha-boker. Mashenki b'mincha. What's that base? Mashenki b'mincha. De'ena ela, mishay shal samachsa. Right? And then he brings a proof. Right?
Correct? It's obvious. What's his question?
Exactly. What is going on in this Tosfos? I thought that really, I showed him, you know, a group of guys a Shabbos. I think it's a very good Tosfos for methodology. Because here the Kasha is just so, I mean, everybody, you know, Tinel Kashel Beis Rabba know the answer to this question. I mean, what's he asking? Okay. Cisco, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Then why not say Mincha follows the same pattern of that we're going to follow till the end, then Musafin follows till the end, which is Aleph Kol Ayom. So that means the end of the day.
And what's his answer?
So his answer is that Musafin is talking about its entire framework of the tefillah, not just the end. So I don't know why it should change style in the middle, but that seems to be what he's saying.
Okay.
Because it's what he brings in the beginning, which is outside of the realm of mission.
Okay, so you're going to have a problem. And then, so then you're going to get...
What's the other thing to begin with?
Yeah.
Like, maybe you say they're qualitatively different terms. It's not just a different way of saying the same thing.
Okay.
Because Kol Hayom is like an inclusive terminology. But Ad Ha'erev, or Ad Chatzos, the rest of the Mishnah, is really exclusive terminology. It's saying only until this time.
Should be the opposite question.
How is that qualitatively different? Well, what's the qualitative difference?
By the way, my Marv is just feels Ha'erev Ela Keva. Which is the same thing, I mean, for our purposes, it's saying Kol Alayla. Like Rashi says. The separate reason why he uses Ein La Keva, but really, if it wouldn't have said Ein La Keva, it would have said Kol Alayla.
Or when Rabbi Judah says Ad Ha'erev, Tfilas Mincha Ad Ha'erev, it's just telling you a sequential thing. In other words, it's telling you that there's a certain sequence of Tfilos, you know, that it has to come after Shacharis. In other words, that it seems from the Mishnah that Shacharis has a certain Zman, where you say it, but Mincha must follow. So if it's just a sequence, then really it could come Kol Ayom. It's just that it must come after Shacharis. In other words, in that sense, you see, it should have said Kol Ayom like Musaf, because it's really the same thing as Musaf. The only thing is that it has to come after Shacharis.
And what's the answer?
The answer is that no, it's not just a sequential thing, but Mincha has its own unique Zman. It's unlike Musaf. Musaf is Kol Ayom, which means to say that there's no Zman that's part of the definition of the Tefillah, whereas Mincha does have a Zman as part of its definition.
And in Havamina, so what? That it's a sequential?
In Havamina, he said that Mincha has no Zman. The Zman is not a component of Tfilas Mincha. The only thing is that it must follow Tfilas Shacharis.
So why would it be Kol Hayom?
Because Kol Hayom just means, all Kol Hayom means is that Zman is not part of the definition of the Tfilah.
Not part of the definition. I don't think that's true. I don't think minchas just follow shachris. Not true. It's the Tamei Shel Bein Arbayim. In fact, yeah, there's a right half an hour. You can't even do it. Going to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a couple of hours. You can't do it.
A little bit more closely at his lashon, then maybe what he's saying is that the difference is that when it comes to Musaf, it's not the Zman that creates the Chiyuv of Musaf, but it's subsequent to the activity of the Tamid. Kolayom means that it's not the Zman, but it just means after an event, after the event of the Tamid.
Okay.
Whereas by Mincha, it's not an event that engages the Chiyuv Mincha, it's the Zman itself.
Okay.
Sounds like your other Svara turned around.
I'm not thinking about my other Svara.
So tell me, so was the Kasha or was the Tarot?
Is Kol Hayom just telling you that it's, that the, meaning the mission is what's the limitation? So here it's telling you it doesn't have limitation. So this is a different question, but here it is no limitation within Yom.
Yaakov, hold on 1 minute, like this. I think the steps are as follows. And there's a basic, a logical point here, which is this. See, Tosaf starts off in his mind that he knows that Musaf begins after Shachris, right? So, logically, at that point, the minute you tell me Musaf starts after Shachris, then the term Kol Hayom means its duration. It goes till the end of the day. So logically, at that point, that description is equally applicable to Mincha. And once you tell me it's not Kol Hayom in a definitive sense, but it just means that from the point it begins, it goes till the end of the day, oh, so the same thing's true of Mincha. Why should the Mishnah use two different terms? That's basically Tosus Kasha. Okay? That's it. It's a qualitative thing. The minute you're telling me it's not really all day, it starts after Shacharis, so that's it. So it's an equal term, right? What do I care if it's, 7/8 of the day or half of the day? Who cares? Logically, Kol Hayom is the same description. All right? I'll define that better in a minute. Okay? So now Tosa says, no. You see, you're making a mistake. Because, you see, the mistake you're making is that that's not really the concept of Musaf. It doesn't make sense to say that way. Why? See, now take a look at his lashon. He says, Dizman Musafin hu kol hayom, afilu mishachris. Right? No, Zman Musaf is really all day, even from Shachris. Sharei Karbonos Yochel Ahakriv Miyad Achar HaTomit. Because you see that the Karbon Musaf, you can be Makriv immediately when? After the Karbon Tomit. Im Kain Gam Tfilos Musafin Yochel Espala Miyad Min HaBoker. So you see, what's that argument there? You have to read it carefully. The argument's like this. That there can't be a Zman defined by after Shachris. That's your mistake. Logically, that is not a Zman. There is no Zman called after Shachris. But it must be logically that the Zman of Musaf, really as a Zman, is all day. Is Kol Hayom. It really begins whatever, Hanei Tzachama, whatever it is. It really is Miyad Baboker. The only thing is, there is a Seder of Karbonos in Migdash. And it's only because of an ordinal rule, a Seder rule, that Musaf begins after the Shacharis. But insofar as Zman is concerned, it has to be logically that it's Kol Hayom. Because what, when you tell me it's Zman is what, after Shacharis? That's not a Zman. That just is an order. So therefore, when the Mishnah says Musafin Kol Hayom, insofar as the element of Zman, which of course is the topic of the Mishnah, Musaf really is Kol Hayom. It's a definitive thing. The Zman, really from a standpoint of time, it is Kol Hayom. And therefore, when you talk about time, Mincha is not Kol Hayom. You see?
Yep.
And that's exactly what he says. That's what he says. The Zman Musafin Hu Kol Hayom. Afilu Mishachris. And then he proves it. Because you see the Korban, you could be Makrav when? Immediately after the Shachris. So that means logically it must be, it's possible from a Zman standpoint to do it at dawn or whatever, on 8. The only thing is, there's a separate order here, the Seder Hayom. Oh, so therefore, that's how I know that you can daven Musaf Kol Hayom. And guess what? What's the halacha? That's exactly the halacha. If a guy woke up and made a mistake and daven Musaf first, he's Yosei. You see? Because he'd only be lacking in the proper Seder. But the Zman of the thing, so that's the question. The question it tells his mind really boils down to, do you call that a Zman to say that it begins following another activity? Is that considered a Zman? And Tov's conclusion is that's not a Zman. That's not a Zman at all. It's a separate idea of Seder. And the Zman has to really be insofar as principles of time. Half, you know, whatever, chatzos, plog, these kind of things. And that's what Tov's is saying. Okay.
That's why not.
It's good, no?
Yeah.
Says that it's very good. He says that's why the Gemara says that if you end up in the afternoon and you end up in Musa, if you do Mincha first, because of Tadir. See, why is that to say Tadir? Because really, logically, you should say that Musa, that my Musa, the Chiyav started right at the beginning of the day. So that chiyuv really, as far as hierarchy of kedima of chiyuvim, musaf of course, is immediate, was prior, started right at the beginning. That's why the Gemara has to say that that's true. But when you're confronted with two chiyuvim, there is a more primary, more primary way of dealing, which is a separate rule called tadir. That's what it's saying. Anyhow. All right. Just wanted to share it, but you guys would like it.
Yep.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. It's a nice parent to steal the shock. I was doing my kid's doing it in sixth grade. It's like, nice. But I'm not going to cut some of base. Anybody look it up? No.
We spend most of our time on the rush.
Oh, okay. That's good. It's good for me. Dave. Not a hard Gemara at all. Yeah. You got it? Okay.
Yep.
The Gemara. Amar Shmuel. Amar Shmuel mutal la'areis isha b'chol shamoed. Shema yikadmeno acher. Alright? Gemara says, Lema Misayele Veilu Kosin the Moed Kiddushin Nashim Mailav Shtari Kiddushin Mamish Lo Shtari Tsiksa. Gemara says, no, it's not going to be approved because maybe that's referring to Shtari Tsiksa. What is Shtari Tsiksa? That's, what do you call it? The agreements, the dowries. You know, what each one is guaranteeing into the marriage. Uchidrav Gidl, Amarav, the Amarav Gidl Amarav, Kamatanosi Levincha, Kach Vekach, Kamatanosi Levitcha, Kach Vekach, Amdu Vikitsu, Kono Hain Hain Advar Maniknin Bamira. Okay. Alright, so you see that maybe it doesn't mean Shtare Kiddushin. That Nemra, right? Right? Veil and Kosin Moai Kiddushin Nashim. The Gemara continues. Lema Mesayayalei. Ein Nosin Nashim B'moed. Lo Besulos, V'lo Almanos, V'lo Miyavnin. Ibnei Shesimcha Hilo. Hala Ares. Shari. Oh, so maybe we'll bring a Raya from this, I think it's from this Mishnah. Okay? Right? Because he can't do Nisuin on the Moed. But you'll deduce that Erisin is Mutter. The Gemara says, no, lo meboya kama, lo meboya la ares, delo ka'ovid mitzvah, ela afilu lisa nami de ka'ovid mitzvah asa. No, maybe that's not what it means. Maybe it means you can't do Nisuin. Of course you can't do Erisin, because Erisin's not even a mitzvah. But even the suin, the ka'ovid mitzvah, even that is asa. Okay? That's the Gemara you need. Right there. Okay?
Yeah.
Everyone got it?
Yes.
Yeah. By the way, just remember this. We won't take it up now, but if you take a look at Rashi, how does Rashi learn the ka'ovid mitzvah? Yeah, the Oseg Piri Rivia. All right? All right, remember that. All right?
Bishas Nisuin, you're Oseg in Piri Rivia?
What's that?
Bishas Nisuin, you're Oseg in Piri Rivia?
That's what Rashi says.
It's difficult.
Difficult. Okay. Yeah. All right, let's take a look. Where's the Rover from Bitteramum? Those are the facts you need.
The end of the Kesef
Mishnah. Yeah, exactly.
Looks like it.
Harav Avraham Bino Shel Rabbeinu. It's at the end of the Kesef Mishnah Halacha. What is it, Gimel?
Beis.
I don't know. Beis? The end of Beis? Beis, yeah. Shehikshulo al mashakas of Rabbeinu mitzvah saseh shel Torah lekadesh ha'isha. Alright, meaning he's talking about the Rambam in Halacha Beis. Velikuchen elu mitzvah saseh shel Torah. Right? Right? Uvecha mishol shel Dvar Mela, Isha Niknes. Right? That's the Rambam he's referring to. The Rambam doesn't actually say anywhere mitzvah saseh shel Torah lekadesh the Isha. Right? Doesn't say that. Does the Rambam say that anywhere? I don't think so.
Well, there's the Kaseres.
Not in the Kaseres. How about the other? Did you look at any of the other? I mean, the Rambam in the Minyan of Mitzvahs is Reish Yud Gimel. I don't think that's his lashon there either.
No, there he says Tevel B'Kiddush.
Yeah, right. Yeah, where's that? Right. Isha Tivana Livo B'Kiddushin. V'losei Dover B'Yada Isha B'Shtar O'B'Biyah. V'Zui Mitzvahs Kiddushin. I mean, he doesn't say that either. Doesn't say, he's not referring to that. What about the other? What about, you know what I'm talking about. Let's see. In his Minyan HaMitzvahs, in the beginning there. How does he have it there? Probably the same as the Sefer HaMitzvah, I'd imagine. Reish Yud Gimel. Livol B'Kiddushin. Yeah, forget that one. And then the last one to look, where does he have the breakdown according to the books? Where is that? Hilchos Ishus. No, then he follows the regular Kosaris. So he must mean that. Likuchen Eilu Mitzvah Seishal Torah. All right, he's just paraphrasing. Okay? All right. So he says it's a question. Why? They asked him this question. Mimashakasa, Mimashakasvu, Vaperek Eilu Magalchen. Lo, Meboya Kamar. Lo mebaya la'are, the lo avid mitzvah sha'asar. El afilu lisa, the ka'avid mitzvah nami asar. So the Gemara openly states that Arison is low ka'avid mitzvah. Is not doing a mitzvah. So how could the Gemara say that if the Rambam says, or how does the Rambam say, if the mitzvah say, L'kadesh Seisha, and the Gemara has it the opposite way? Right? How's the guy, or, you know, either way you want to look at it. How could the Rambam say it? Or how would the Rambam learn such a Gemara like that? Whatever. This is the question. Okay? Fair enough question. So what's his answer? The tirates. Shebeminyan ha-mitzvahs betchilas ha-alacha omar sha-mitzvah lisa isha b'ksuba v'kidushin v'lo omar l'kadesh isha v'zeh sha-omar v'likuchin elu mitzvah sasei. Now you see he's referring to that one. L'fisha shehi tchilas mitzvahs ha-nisuin aval erisin v'lo nisuin Vade lo hishlim a mitzvah dayin. Okay, so what's he saying?
You can ask a question. How is it tchilas nisuin? It's a separate thing. There's kiddushin and there's nisuin. Fine, it's a prerequisite, but that's not what he says. He says it's the tchila of the nisuin.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's what you have to understand.
Yeah.
It's definitely not a machshir. I mean, he's.
It's definitely not a machshir.
Yeah, no. You see, the Rambam says in his Halacha Aleph, right? Shem yirtza ish lisa isha yiknosa techila bifnei edom. See, what's that techila? Why did you say yiknosa bifnei edom? You know what I mean? What's the added chila there? I'm surprised they even quote that. I don't think the Rishonim wrote shuvas like, you know, like the Achronim. Once they got to their basic point, they weren't going to write three pages. Work out the rest on your own. So it seems like this.
Yeah.
That what Avraham and Aram is saying is, it's impossible to look at Kedushin isolated. Meaning, and I don't mean in the sense of the normal way you think of the word Kiyam, but there can be no kiyum, like as an objective, kedushin. It can't be that the institution of the Torah is what? To do a kinyan with an isha? Like, that can't be the institution. It makes no sense. Because it doesn't... That's not the objective of the action. It can't be a... It doesn't have its own... inherent objective within itself. It makes no sense. There's no such idea like that. The institution that's the reality is Ishus. But the Torah demands that Ishus take place al yaday a kinyan kedushin. That's what it's saying. So what he's really saying, I mean, if I understand it correctly, what he's saying is that the whole objective is nesuin. That's the real kiyum. Again, I'm not talking about kiyum ha-mitzvah, you know what I mean, like fulfilling a mitzvah. I mean, that is the kiyum of this activity, is nisuin. But to bring about ishus nisuin, it has to be sila, it's al yaday kiyum b'fnei edim. That's how it has to emerge. That the two parties live together in, where it's initiated in a kinyan. Where there's a chal shem in the isha. And that should eventuate in the situation, institution of ishas. But it would make no sense to me that the Torah says what? There's an independent mitzvah called doing kinyanim with women. It makes no sense. Kodem on Torah, it was living together. That's what produced the Ishus. But now it has to take place via this process that begins with a kinyan and eventuates in the full expression, the realize that the kinyan becomes realized in the situation of Ishus.
Funny how he doesn't mention Nisu until Perak Yud.
For the Rambam?
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Nisuin?
So what is what's the difference between this idea you're saying and an idea you'd normally think of Hechsher Mitzvah? I mean, well, what does it mean, Likuchin Eilu Mitzvah Sasei?
I don't know yet. I think when you say Hechsher Mitzvah, you imagine like a normal kind of a mitzvah. Sukkah.
I imagine the same way Shechita is Matir the Basar. Or Sukkah.
Right? So you wouldn't call Shechita a Hechsher Mitzvah?
Fine. Sukkah is a good example.
Building a
Sukkah.
Okay, building a Sukkah. I understand. That's a Hechsher Mitzvah.
Okay.
That's correct.
This is the beginning of it.
In other words, here there's a halachic institution. There's no halachic accomplishment in that institution separate from Ishus.
Right.
It's not like you're just doing whatever you need to do to prepare for Sukkah. No.
You couldn't. You can't imagine, right? Would you imagine that God would create an institution of a thing called Kiddushin, a Kenyan Kiddushin, an Erisin, that doesn't result in Ishus? Right, it would be ridiculous. That's what he's saying, I think. He's saying, and that's why in the Koseres it's Lisa Isha Viksuba Vikidushin. In other words, that really is the Kiyum. That really is the real, that's the mitzvah. That is this institution. That there should be a certain kind of Ishus in Klal Yisrael. Now, how does it begin? It has a process. It begins that you do a kinyan tchila b'fnei edim. That's where it begins. Now you've rendered an ashes ish. She's muteres lecha and asur to the world, asur to the world. And now you realize that through living together, being together. That's what he's saying. So it's no. One second. But before, it's just 1 second. Okay, that's good. I mean, I think that's good as far as the Rambam itself. How do you work out the Gemara Moi Katan then? Yeah, so what does the Gemara Moi Katan mean? I mean, because you really give him Shana Gemara too here, right?
Isn't the Gemara just saying simply that if the Maisa Mitzvah, which has the ultimate purpose, won't be locha, that you would say might be, right?
Right.
Definitely that which just is supposed to lead to this, even though it's, yes, true, you're doing a Maisa Mitzvah, but that doesn't have a kiyum itself, it's only kiyum is in that Maisa, which is also, you can't say that's going to be locha.
That's good. I think you're right. I think that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. Why?
Because then the Gemara comes back and says the other way of the answer, right?
that's because the Gemara goes back to the idea of Simcha.
Yeah.
Isn't that why?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You know, if you wanted to find that Gemara, I mean, I really have it. I'll be honest with you. But you're right. There's two. The Gemara has two different frameworks it's operating in there. Right? And there's if you look at it from the framework of Simcha. See, I think that's a different framework. That's a different framework of. Again, I'm not in the area. Isn't it because of? I think it's because of a problem of A Marvin Simcha v'Simcha. So it's saying, on the contrary, it's very good. Erison doesn't have that characteristic. Erison doesn't have the characteristic of Simcha. The Simcha comes about really through the kiyum of the institution, the real Ishus, the Nisuin. That's the real Simcha. You see, right, that you really don't make a... Right, that's how we also paskin by what he called. Right, during the 9 days, during Shavuot Shechalbo, you can do Erison. Right? Isn't that the lacha?
Yeah, because Hashem Yekad Menuachim.
Right, exactly. So you see, I mean, that they don't hold that the character of... if you're in the framework of Simcha, then Erison will be mutter, and the Suin will be problematic. But I don't... You know, it's, I mean, that's a good question. As I said, maybe something to think about, but I don't know the answer offhand. There's what framework is the Gemara operating in here?
You're talking about Dikui or Mitzvah. Mitzvah, Docha, Mitzvah. So you have one Mitzvah and another Mitzvah. So which one is Docha?
Yeah, what's the basis? Why is it Asa, though? Why shouldn't you be able to do it?
That is why in Marv is
Mitzvah.
Right. So I don't understand. How could you have a Dikui then?
Because
it's a Mitzvah.
It's Dikui, Docha, that's it.
What?
You would think maybe this simcha would be docha, that simcha. Meaning, since this is an avid mitzvah, even though in avid simcha is simcha, since you're doing the mitzvah, that's docha, the simcha's chav. The simcha's
regular. Something funny about that. I don't understand. You tell me, but I don't understand how it works. I'm admitting, I don't know the area. Isn't it the issur, if it's ein ma'arvin, simcha b'simcha, then how do you have a dichoy then?
Yeah, that doesn't seem to be dichoy.
How can you have a dichoy?
Because it can't be dichoy if you end up with the same thing.
Right. You have the problem is you have the eruv.
Right.
How are you gonna be docha that? I don't see how that would work. Yeah. What I don't know what's the framework there according to that one. One second.
So when he says Likuchanei Lumitzvah Zasei, so you're saying that means that he's engaged in the process of Nisuin. Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. It's a process.
Okay.
But it still is also
Maisa Mitzvah. Yes. You mean according to Rambam, because you know that Birkas Harris is a Birkas Mitzvah, you mean?
What?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if that's going to be so quick according to everyone, without, I will say.
What?
But right, according to Rambam, it's a Maisa Mitzvah, for sure. It's a Maisa Mitzvah with a chalos. It's not nothing. It's not nothing. But that chalos itself is part of a process. Right. It doesn't end. It doesn't end. That's not the end of it.
So can we explain the bracha now according to the Rambam?
According to the Rambam or according to the Rush?
No, can we answer the Rush's questions on the Rambam? Because the Rambam holds it the Birkas of the Mitzvah.
The Rush prints down
the
Rambam as the first position.
Right. You want to take that up? Okay, we're going to leave Mike Cutton alone for now. Somebody look around. I mean, it's a separate thing.
Okay.
intriguing, but separate thing. Okay.
The Rashna or just the Rambam answering up the
What I like to, I think that what we should do first, I mean, let's take up the positions that the Rush offered. Well, let's take up the Ravid and the other Rishon, meaning the Ravid holds because of Brachal, do it afterwards.
Right.
Right. Somebody, we already explained why who said, someone I think explained it last week, no? Whoa. It's why all of a sudden, I mean, this funny reason of Brachal of Atala, right?
I mean, why does that allow you to do it afterwards?
Yeah, no, but I mean also, why don't you say that
about anything.
Yeah. Right, did somebody answer that already?
Yeah, Fishnell did.
What?
Because the Ravid says Das Acherim, that's a difference.
Right. Over here, it's a qualitative problem.
Right.
It doesn't mean it's a question. It's not a question of probability here. There's a das acheres involved. That's what it means. Okay, fine. All right, good. So the question now is, but I call a brachas over mevarchen aleya over lasiyasan.
According to the
Rambam,
why don't you just say you're
a Pater and
Bracha?
Right.
And the Rambam says if you didn't do it before, so then it
would be Brachal Batala if you did it after.
Yeah, we'll have to come back to the
Rambam,
right.
Isn't that what the
Ode is
coming to tell you?
Oh,
the Ode
is a third
position. The Ode? No, the Ode is a third different position.
A different position, okay.
Yeah.
You're happy with that?
What? No, I want you to think about it.
Ode is the one to do with this.
We did the area of Ovel Asiyas in the first days. And actually, I think Rebbe also briefly mentioned it in one of the days of the Shir also. On Chol Hamayim.
Yeah.
On
it was a little less brief on Yontif, I think.
What did he say?
Oh. Okay, could be. But, yeah, what we said was, one thing you see from the Sugya, Ovel Asiyas does not necessarily mean you have to make the bracha before the action. In fact, that's why they use, I think I quoted in the Shir, I said, that's why the Ritva says, you use the Lashon over, not kodem. It's over lasiyasan. It really means that the bracha has to be related. That's what it really means. Now, sometimes the best relationship is that the bracha happens immediately prior to the entire activity. But it doesn't have to absolutely be that way. As a matter of fact, a lot of Rishonim hold that that's exactly the problem with Lulav, and they hold that according to the Gemara, based on the Gemara and Pesachim, that really the right way to do it is to pick up the Lulav and make the bracha before you do the Nanuim. That's over Lasiyasa. That's it. There is no other way, and that's the way. That's the way that this mitzvah. That's the way a person accomplishes over lasiyasan with that particular mitzvah. Okay?
Everyone agrees to that idea?
No. But
the way we do it.
But I'll give you an example, even according to other shitas. I mean, so you make the bracha in the middle. You pick up the first three minim.
Right.
Then you make the bracha. Then you pick up the esrav. I mean, that's not the same over lasiyasan as you normally think.
Well, I mean, but isn't that because Lulav's different?
I understand. So my point is that Ovel Asiyasan does not mean necessarily before. So then before, you'd have the same thing. So they should say, don't make a bracha by a Lulav. But that's not what it means, Ovel Asiyasan. I mean, one second. Might as well read you the Ritva, I mean, if you don't believe me.
That the position, all the positions brought down in the Rush agree to this idea?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I didn't say anything yet.
Okay.
He has it all worked out. Why it's okay? That's where the minhag became. That by the way, women make the bracha, right? Traditionally, women make the bracha not before they go down the first time in the mikvah, but it's they make the bracha after they come up. Where do they get that from? Tfilah Sagar. Low plug. That's the sheet of, I think, Bali Tosis and others. If you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch and Yeridei, you'll see. One second here. Where was that? What daf was that? Lamed something or another, right? Oh, no, it wasn't there. It wasn't there. It was in the other Gemara. What daf was that on? That was on Mem something, right? That's where the Gemara had the Agbay Nafik Bay. Where was that? What's that?
I think it's
the Macha, you know, the new Ritfas.
The yellow.
Yeah, that's right. It's on the page, in that one, it's on page Shin Tzadi Aleph. He says, Umasha Amru over La Siyasan. Velo Amru Kodem Asiyasan. Eina kavana ela kidei shelo yachtim bracha lemaisa ela betocha maisa kidei sheyigmor kol abracha. And then he says, "Rambam shogeg b'zeharbe." Okay. Yeah, because the Rambam says you make the bracha, then you pick up the lulav. All right. The Rishonim are very unhappy with the Rambam there. Okay. Yeah, because the problem is, we said, when we did the sugya, the problem is that the bracha has to be related. So the problem is, if it's on the table in front of you, how are you related to that lulav altogether? It might as well be in another room. All right, whatever. That's not our problem right now. But the point is like this, that maybe like this, according to the Ravid. So let's take the Ravid. So the Ravid holds that you have a bracha, you have a problem with bracha lebatala. So therefore, he's saying you can't make the bracha complete, you can't make the bracha before the mice of Kedushin. Right?
Yeah.
Ah. So why can you make the bracha after the Kedushin?
By the way, Rabbi, just a factual question.
Yeah, go ahead.
A factual question. When he says after the Kedushin, he doesn't mean like any time between Kedushin and Yisuin. He means immediately after, right?
I would say so. I mean, once the guy decided a day later, you mean?
Or 6 months later, if it's before Nisuin.
Where you have a Maisa mitzvah that's inherently in suffolk whether it's going to emerge, so the earliest possible opportunity to make the bracha that's still related to the Maisa would be immediately afterwards.
Right. What would you say a day later?
You broke the relationship.
Yeah, but why would you say that's over at all?
Where's the relationship here? You're done with the Maisa Mitzvah.
Right.
Because the purpose of the bracha is to identify the Maisa as a Maisa Mitzvah.
That's what's bothering you.
What?
Let's assume I said to you like this. Let's assume I said to you that the reason why you can make the bracha afterwards is because Kedushin is part of a process.
Right.
So then what about 6 months later?
That's your question.
Exactly. That's why I wanted to go that way, but then what about 6 months later?
I wouldn't say that.
Right.
Because it's still, because we're not talking about we're not making a bracha on the process, we're making a bracha on the Maisa.
Oh, yeah.
It's a different bracha for Nisua.
Yeah, but the problem is, how do you make the bracha after the Maisa?
Right, how's it been started to the Maisa?
Right, so he holds...
Why don't you just say that's the
Ovaras? Rabbi Meir Bar Las Yasa. So it seems to me that the halacha of Bar Las Yasa means to say that you have to introduce the bracha. The purpose of the bracha is to introduce the mitzvah. So if you don't do it before, so then it's too late. Because you can't introduce something that's already happened.
Why don't you just say that?
Execution.
Well,
execution
something else. You see, Pastel, that can't be.
The
rabbit would say that
most people would say the mitzvah before the mitzvah.
It's
all
simply.
Take a look, guys.
You have to identify them
by all sorts of other.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
I'm ares below bracha, chaser es ares in bracha, shehi mitzvah. Okay. What he's adding there is a good question.
Very novel.
I'm a varech birkas ares in beveis chasanim, birech bracha shehi netzricha lo, v'ovem mishum lo sita. Meaning if you waited, and you did it a year later. Okay? Now it's interesting.
Right. This is accordance with the rush.
Yeah.
What's interesting? I want to point out one thing before you guys, start tangling here. But one thing you see, that even according to those Rishonim, who say you can make the Birkas Arison after the Arison, but you notice how they hold you should do it
by the
Suin. The Shas Suin. They don't just say you pick a random time 6 months in the middle. Right. Now I say if we can, I would suspect, if we answer that question, it's the same answer why the Ravid would tell you, the Ravid might hold that way, but he would tell you, that's the same reasoning, conceptually, why you have to do it right after the Arison also.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's b'shas Arison.
And they're only saying im lo birech, right? In other words, it's not, you can't do that lech achila.
Well, he can because he has a problem with brach levatala.
Who can?
The Ravid. There's the Ravid who tell you, lech achila, it would have been nice to make the bracha before, but you can't.
Right.
Now, when's the next best moment? Right after.
Right.
And it could very well be. I mean, it could be argued that the Ravid would certainly agree.
Bidyavid.
Yeah, if you didn't do it then, you could still do it in the Suin. That's possible. I think it makes sense.
Right.
But I'm just saying, I just want to show you that even according to those guys that hold, that lo nigmar aheter adayin, okay, which sounds to me that the whole process of Kiddush in the Suin has not ended, until Chuppah, that you could still make Birkas Arison, but it must be tied to one of the main events. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what I'm pointing out.
Right.
But the guy doesn't seem to mention the fact that it's on the extended period. He seems to just focus on the fact that it's Bracha Levatala, so therefore we'll do it afterwards. But it would seem like he'd say, if Lulav was Bracha Levatala, now it also doesn't seem to be because of the unique nature of Arison.
No, I would tell you that the reason why you could do it after is maybe because you haven't done Anuim yet.
After Anuim?
No, I never heard. You ever see anyone hold you can make a bracha after Anuim?
Well, see, so after you get out of the sukkah, because let's say we had a case where it was bracha v'tala, and for some reason we said bracha v'tala. So according to the guys, it seems like that itself would be a month you can say it afterwards.
Oh, that's what you want to say. I'm not saying that. You're right. I'm not saying that.
Okay, so you're saying that's not shot in the right reason.
That's what I'm saying, right.
You're saying that Bracha Levatala is just the reason, but the reason you're allowed is because it's Birkas Arison, it's unique.
You mean you want to say, I know what you want to say,
That's a Lachem Bracha Levatala, right? That's a
You only see a bar. I mean, you want to say like this. I mean, according to Yaakov, what you want to say is that over lasiyasin always means to relate the bracha to the mitzvah.
Right. So this is the most related you can. You have to relate to the
mitzvah. No, they should have said you should make a bracha altogether. You're not answering the question.
Right.
You should make a bracha altogether.
Why not?
Because there's no relationship. You're done with the mitzvah.
No, but the thing's still related at this point. It's not like...
If you're going to say it has nothing to do with the fact that you're involved in the process, then it's over. Once you do the mice, it's over.
Right. I mean, you're right. Because then you have to say, Yaakov, I agree with Cisco there, because it's going to be... So why don't you say, but a guy forgot to make the bracha. Okay, so why don't you say this is the next best opportunity?
You mean in Stan?
No, but maybe in brachas you don't say that.
Maybe...
Brachas, you don't say you do the next best opportunity.
Okay, good. So why would you say it here?
Because here it's by the structure of the thing, is that this is the best opportunity.
You mean because of bracha v'tala?
Right. Yeah. But yeah, because even the because of bracha v'tala, you can't make it before.
Yeah. I don't know. I hear what you're saying.
It's not related.
It's really.
Guy Walt.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a question on what you're saying.
Go ahead.
Because it seems like what you're saying is that the bracha is really, it's a bracha on the process, but the only thing is that birkos ha-mitzvah always have to be mitzarif to a maisa.
That's right.
So there's two maisa ha-mitzvah here. There's the maisa kiddushin and there's the maisa nesuin.
Right.
So you can't do it in the 6 months in between.
Right.
But what you're saying is that why can you do it after kiddushin? Because the tziruf is that this is a different type of mitzvah. The fact that it's a process, the fact you're involved in the process, is the tziruf to the maisa. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying anything yet, but yeah, go ahead. Can I ask the question? Go ahead, say it.
Well, but my question is that, in other words, what's going to be the tziruf from this bracha to the maisa? And if you say the tziruf is going to be the fact you're involved in the process, well... 1 minute after Kedushin and 6 months after Kedushin, you're just as much involved in the process. So the tziruf should be exactly the same. So why do the Rishonim insist only at the times of the action?
Let me ask you this. I hear what you're asking. So let me ask you this. Let's assume for a minute. Let's not worry exactly what is the framework, let's say, of Shas Harrison. Let's just keep that loose for a minute. That there's a notion like that, right? There's a bracha. The bracha has to always be related. Bracha has to always be related to a certain event. It doesn't just relate to an abstract kiyum. Okay? It has to always be related to a specific event. Or a specific... let's leave a specific event for a minute. Okay? A certain specific maisa. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. But the only thing is, if the maisa has no duration, it has no kiyum to it, then everybody would agree you can't make a bracha afterwards.
Right.
Right?
Right.
If it's not nimshach, right, if there's no hamshach of the maisa, it just ends with the maisa, everybody would agree you can't make a bracha, right?
Right.
You never seen anyone say you make a bracha then. So maybe the idea is like this. That the bracha, yes, always has to be related to a certain maisa, a certain halachic activity. But it's still considered related to the halachic activity if it has some kind of some idea, some character of a duration.
Okay, and 6 months later?
So you're going to ask, and 6 months later, you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, why don't you say...
That's the next question.
No, you have the same question on you.
as we do, because you're saying is that you're doing it after the Mises still.
Right.
But you're saying it's still related to the Mises, because you're saying you can't do it 2 months after. So you either do it by the Kedushin or the Nisuin. So it's the same exact scenario.
Yeah, I don't see why you can't do it 2 months later.
Say, unless you can, but if you can't do 2 months later, so then you're doing it after the thing.
Maybe what it means is maybe the way it becomes, maybe the thing is that over here, the bracha becomes part of the event itself. Maybe the bracha becomes the last part of the maisa.
The last part of the maisa. Yeah, I hear the problem.
I don't understand one of the premises we're taking here. I know everyone agreed to it, but I don't understand it. Why is it that just the fact that it's a halachic activity, right, would preclude the... Why does that... You know, if there were no hamshacha, and it was just the pure fact that it's a halachic activity, so why does that preclude bracha from being afterwards? I don't see clearly why it is that right after a maisa, that is considered completely unrelated. It seems to be very related.
Yeah. No.
I mean, in other words...
It's over.
It's no coincidence.
Yeah. You know, but it's over. There's, in structural terms, if the mitzvah is over, it's over. You can't make a bracha. Then it can't have a relation. It's over.
How is that not? It's right. I mean,
explain it. Because it doesn't. Relationship is not a Zman idea.
Yeah, but why can't it reflect onto what I just did? I'm saying a bracha on what I just did.
Because no such thing like that. That's a birkas hodah. A birkas of mitzvah is not related in its primary sense insofar as time. It's nothing to do with time. The reason why it's considered overlap siyasa when you make the bracha right before, that's not a time idea.
Because that's your preparation.
Exactly. Right. It means that you make the bracha at the moment when you are in a certain proximate involvement in the mitzvah.
Right.
That's the idea. That's why you make That's why you make the bracha when you put the tefillin, you know, right before you, when it's on your kiboris, when it's on the muscle. Because that is exactly the preparatory, that's when you become involved. Taking it out of the thing, I mean, that's all, you know, physical preparation. It might be very close in time, makes no difference. It's a certain moment when the person is involved in the mitzvah. And afterwards, he's done. He's not involved. He's completely in a different, that's it. And that's why he can't make the bracha. That's the idea of over la siyasa. It's a relationship. It's not time. It's not a time idea. It's a relationship to the mitzvah. So it's over. That's it. If you tell me it has no duration, then it can't be related. It has to be an effect, a post-mitzvah effect. A post-maisa effect, I should say. That's like when you make the bracha, you put on your tefillin, you forgot to make a bracha. I don't think the pshat is that it's just because you're involved in the kiyam mitzvah you can still make the bracha. I don't think it's simply that. I think that the fact that you're involved in the kiyam mitzvah says that there's still a relationship to the maisa. The maisa still has effects. And therefore, it's still capable of being mevarech related to the maisa. I think we even saw some evidence for that. In the Rishonim. That's why I'm taking this approach over here. I think that's the idea.
Revolve?
Yeah.
What? Can you just explain what was the problem with what I said before? In other words, what I was trying to say before was that when it says over La Siyasan, it's not only that it's related, but over La Siyasan makes it a component of the Maisa Mitzvah. In other words, that relationship makes it a component of it.
So are you going to say without bracha?
Okay, so what happens then? Go ahead.
So over here, the thing is that, you see, in a normal case, so once you do the Maisa Mitzvah, and you can't make the bracha afterwards because you're done with the Maisa. But over here, since it's a process, you can say that the bracha afterwards is a component of that Maisa. In other words, what allows the bracha afterwards to be an extension of that maisa is the fact that it's a process.
Okay, what happens a few months later?
Oh, so, no, because like you're saying, the bracha always has to be over to a maisa, to an event. So a few months later, the event's over. But what here, you can say that the maisa is nimshach because of the fact that it's a process.
I hear you. All right, you know what? Let's stop. Let's think about this. Yeah.
The thing mentioned in the Zayin. It just seemed like that's partially based upon the Rosh Hashita and what Derech Erusin is. Because at the very end of Yibay, like the last line, right, he says, Al Yibay Chopa She'achar Derech HaKidushin. So he seems like Derech HaKidushin is really part of the Ma'aseh Mitzvah HaKidushin.
Or simpler, I mean, he quotes Bracha on Eating. Bracha on Eating is not a Derech HaKidushin Mitzvah. It's Sheva.
I mean, you want to say Yud-Zayin is all going according to Shita, it's Birkas Shevach Vodah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that necessarily negates what you're saying.
All right, let me think about this.
But also, I don't see why 6 months later is any different. Because you're saying
right.
aren't you saying that as long as the Kiyum HaMitzvah is still...
Yeah, I think I'm trying to say like Cisco's thing. I mean, along those lines. All right, let's think about it. All right, let's continue for this point. That's good. All right, let's take this up next week, then.
All right, Yishkach.
Yishkach, guys.
Thank you very much.
That was good. All right, guys.
All right, have a good night, Rabbi.
All right, you guys.
Bye-bye.